Beaches in Sydney's eastern suburbs are open again after a woman was bitten by a suspected 3 to 4 metre white shark at Coogee Beach on the weekend.
I just saw a lot of splashing and distress in the water.
A lot of blood and then a lady asking for help.
Heaps stressful, everyone's panicking, like freaking out.
25-year-old off-duty lifeguard Charlie Verko was paddleboarding when he heard screams and rushed towards the swimmer.
When it grabbed her, I was pretty panicked. And the shark surfaced out of the water and just the size of it was really shocking to me. And that was when I was really going, I don't think I can do anything right now.
Mr. Verko managed to pull the woman from the water and get her back to the beach, where other off-duty lifesavers and doctors were able to administer first aid. The attacks renewed focus on the extent and limitations of the New South Wales shark program, just months after Sydney was hit by a spate of bull shark attacks. So, what's being done? New South Wales spruiks its shark management program as being the largest and most comprehensive in the world. The state's poured millions of dollars in the last 2 years into smart drum lines, which tag and track sharks, into nets, education programs, listening stations, and research into shark movements. So far this year, about 170 white sharks have been detected, and 60 have been tagged, although none of the listening stations detected any sharks the day of the attack. But a big part of that management program is shark surveillance drones. With an initial 50 beaches covered by the program, this year expanded to 80. Expanding that network even further is the focus of New South Wales Environment Minister Tara Moriarty. She's requested urgent advice on how technology can be used to better protect swimmers.
We want more drones in the skies above our beaches. They are the things that help us to monitor sharks faster and spot them faster and be able to track them as they move in and out of beaches.
Until now, Coogee hasn't been part of that drone program due to its proximity to Sydney Airport. But Surf Life Saving New South Wales has now secured an urgent exemption, and it looks like it could be made permanent. Dr. Daryl McPhee, an Associate Professor of Environmental Science at Bond University, thinks drone monitoring combined with education is key.
What will be helpful, I think, for the public was around the Sydney beaches, some clear information where drone patrols are or are not active and at what times they are active. I think that's certainly the feedback I'm getting from the community is that we wouldn't swim at Coogee if we'd known that there was no drone patrol.
In response to questions about whether white shark numbers have increased, he said experts just don't have the data to suggest whether they have or haven't. And what about calls for culls? The New South Wales government hasn't ruled out shark culls in response to the weekend's attack, saying nothing's off the table. One thing that would make that problematic, though, is that white sharks are an endangered species, and experts aren't that keen on it. In the wake of 3 fatal shark attacks on spearfishers across Australia in recent weeks, Dr. Vanessa Perotta, a marine scientist from Macquarie University, recently pushed back on the idea of a cull.
And I know I'm a scientist saying we need more research, but really we do in order to make good use of your taxpayer dollar to put in conservation dollars that are more targeted and approach rather than just saying, shutting our eyes and going, yeah, let's just aimlessly kill sharks here and there. It won't be effective.
As beachgoers across Sydney remain on edge, New South Wales Environment Minister Tara Moriarty admits the state shark program isn't perfect.
But none of this is perfect. We don't have a perfect solution here. We'll never have a perfect solution for how we manage sharks.
Whatever that solution is, hero rescuer Charlie Verko says something needs to happen to make people feel safe.
This was an example of she was doing all the things correct. She was close to the shore at one of the busiest beaches in Australia on a really clear day. It just shows that you can be vulnerable at any point now.
The 35-year-old woman who was attacked remains in a critical but stable condition in hospital.